This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli reiterates Nepal's commitment to global peace, human rights and justice. Civil Aviation Minister Badri Prasad Pandey directs international airline companies to submit their airfare within 24 hours. Nepal exports electricity worth 12.72 billion rupees to India in the first quarter of the current fiscal year. And US vetoes UN Security Council resolution demanding Gaza ceasefire. UN says famine imminent in northern Gaza as no aid has reached in 40 days. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has reiterated Nepal's commitment to global peace, human rights and justice. The Prime Minister's remark came after various political parties and civil society organizations handed a memorandum to him calling his attention to stand against what they call Israel's aggression on Palestine and Lebanon. The Prime Minister added that Nepal does not subscribe to any military alliance, but it also does not tolerate injustice and calls for just peace and human rights in the world. A delegation comprising representatives of various political parties and civil society organizations under the leadership of CPN Maoist Center Senior Vice Chairman and former Deputy Prime Minister Narayan Kaji Shrestha submitted the memorandum to Prime Minister Oli at his official residence Balwatar yesterday. They urged the government to change the principle of neutral foreign policy of Nepal and put its voice in international forums, saying the United Nations is in favor of those suffering injustice. The memorandum also called for securing the release of Bipin Joshi, a Nepali student said to be in Hamas captivity, and ensuring the safety of Nepalese living in the conflict zones. Likewise, representatives of various sports associations and organizations met with Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli yesterday and demanded that the Nepal Olympic Committee be run legally and transparently. During the meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar yesterday, the representatives of the organizations demanded that the Olympic Committee follow the ethical standards of administration and ensure the future of Nepali sports by conforming to international guidelines that promote transparency, inclusiveness and democracy. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli emphasized that the sports bodies and institutions should make themselves transparent, taking into account national and international norms and rules. Presidents of the Nepal Equestrian Association, Nepal Baseball Association, Nepal Skating and Skateboarding Association, Nepal Climbing Sports Association, Alpine Sports Federation Nepal, Secretary General of Nepal Rugby Association, Nepal Rowing Association, among others, were present during the meeting. President Ramchandra Pauwdel had urged all to contribute to building a just, inclusive, prosperous and advanced Nepal by realizing the goal of the Federal Democratic Republic. The President's remark came during launching a book about the struggling life of the late Mahendra Narayan Nidhi amidst a ceremony at the office of the President in Chital Nivas yesterday. The President viewed that the objective of a Federal Democratic Republic is to improve the status of marginalized citizens. The President stated that transparency, accountability and good governance should be kept at the center to win the citizens' trust. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba has requested the ministries, departments and officials related to the sports sector to provide necessary support for the development and expansion of sports diplomacy. During a high-level consultation meeting on adventure sports held yesterday at the ministry, she urged the officials to work for it as there is a huge potential for the development and expansion of sports diplomacy through adventure sports in Nepal. She was of the opinion that sports should be developed as a means of promoting cultural identity as well as Nepal's geography and natural resources. During the consultation meeting, Defence Minister Manbin Rai stressed the need to formulate a plan to develop tourism diplomacy by linking the potential of tourism and adventure sports in the country with diplomacy. Secretaries of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Youth and Sports and various professional associations related to the tourism sector also gave their respective suggestions on the possibilities, needs and challenges of adventure sports in Nepal. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey has directed international airline companies to submit their airfare within 24 hours. Minister Pandey's instruction came after the airline companies did not implement the five-point agreement reached with the concerned authorities to maintain reasonable airfare for international flights. The civil aviation minister also expressed dissatisfaction towards the increasing fares of the national flag bearer, Nepal Airlines and Himalaya Airlines. The civil aviation minister gave an ultimatum to the companies to submit the details of the air ticket sales within 24 hours. Nepal supplied electricity worth 12.72 billion rupees to India in the first quarter of the current fiscal year. According to the Nepal Electricity Authority, nearly 1,668 million units of electricity, the surplus during the rainy season, was exported to India. The Nepal Electricity Authority sells surplus power to Haryana and Bihar of India through the day-ahead and real-time market of Indian Energy Exchange at a competitive rate under the bilateral mid-term electricity sale agreement. Nepal has already started supplying power to Bangladesh using India's infrastructure. CPN Maoist Center Chair Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says mutual collaboration and cooperation are underway to complete the remaining task of the peace process and present Nepal as a model of peace. In a statement marking the 18th anniversary of the Comprehensive Peace Accord signed between the then government and the Maoist CPN Maoist, leader Dahal emphasized that the agreement marked the beginning of a new era in Nepal's history. Leader Dahal expressed satisfaction at the progress being made on the transitional justice and stressed the need for completing the remaining task of the peace process. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news update. The United States has vetoed a resolution at the United Nations Security Council demanding an immediate, unconditional and permanent ceasefire in the Gaza Strip as Israel's bombardment of the Palestinian territory continues. The 14 other Security Council members voted in favor, but the U.S. said the text did not explicitly call for the immediate release of the hostages being held by Hamas as part of a ceasefire. This is the fourth time that U.S. President Joe Biden's administration has vetoed a resolution calling for an end to the war in Gaza since Israel's military offensive began in October of last year. Meanwhile, the United Nations has warned Palestinians are facing diminishing conditions for survival in parts of northern Gaza under siege by Israeli forces because virtually no aid has been delivered in 40 days. Earlier this month, a UN-backed assessment said there was a strong likelihood that famine was imminent in areas of northern Gaza. Israel launched a campaign to destroy Hamas in response to groups' unprecedented attack on southern Israel on 7 October 2023, in which about 1,200 people were killed and 251 others were taken hostage. According to the territory's health ministry, more than 43,980 people have been killed in Gaza since then. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the partial influence of most westerly winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly region of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province. Light snowfall is also likely at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 9.2 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 21.5 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli reiterates Nepal's commitment to global peace, human rights and justice. Civil Aviation Minister Badri Prasad Pandey directs international airline companies to submit their airfare within 24 hours. Nepal exports electricity worth 12.72 billion rupees to India in the first quarter of the current fiscal year. And US vetoes UN Security Council resolution demanding Gaza ceasefire. UN says famine imminent in northern Gaza as no aid has reached in 40 days. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.